To Ukraine now, where another wave of Russian attacks has bombarded the capital. Kyiv's military administration says it shot down 15 drones on Monday morning. Ukraine has been rushing to restore power to cities after Russian strikes destroyed parts of the energy grid. The attacks have plunged much of the country into darkness during freezing winter temperatures. Let's bring in Charles Stratford, who joins us live now from Kyiv. Hello there, Charles. What more can you tell us about this barrage of attacks in the capital?
Yeah, this is just the latest barrage of attacks, this time using what has been announced by the Ukrainian military as Iranian Shahed drones. The military saying that approximately 35 drones targeted various targets across the country, at least 20 of those drones targeting places of critical infrastructure across the capital city. The military saying that 30 of those drones were shot down. Sorry, 20 of those drones were shot down in this latest barrage. Of course, this comes only a couple of days after one of the biggest attacks on the capital city, those attacks using missiles. And we know the kind of pressures that the authorities here are under in trying to restore electricity across the country to areas worse affected. The mayor of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, has come out in the last hour or so and said that there is ongoing work trying to restore this critical infrastructure. We understand that one of the main targets was actually targeted last week as well. That's one of these substations so important for the supply of electricity and heat. The President Zelensky last night said that an additional 3 million homes had had electricity and heat restored to them since those attacks on Friday. But yes, this just another example of just how vulnerable Ukraine and the capital city in particular is, and how the Russians seemingly can target these areas at will. But also an indication, so far at least, of just how effective the missile defense systems are that the Ukrainians have. But of course, they are continuously asking for more defensive systems because, of course, these temperatures, these winter temperatures, continue to drop. We've got a number of months, at least 2 or 3 months, of very heavy and difficult winter conditions ahead. And potentially, yes, millions of Ukrainian civilians could be affected by these attacks. Now, of course, Russia sees these as being legitimate targets because President Putin sees them as being connected to the military. Ukraine and its Western backers continue to consider these as basically war crimes because of the sheer number of Ukrainian civilians that are affected by them.
Mm. And Charles, tell us a little bit more about the Russian president's visit to Belarus, the first time in more than 3 years. What's the significance of that trip?
Well, a hugely significant trip by the Russian president to his ally, Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus. Of course, Belarus was used as a staging point for the invasion on February the 24th. Belarusian president has repeatedly said that Belarusian troops will not be used in any offensive. But of course, a lot has changed as this war continues. We know that the Russians have basically not succeeded in their offensives on Kyiv, on the capital. They were pushed back in the early stages of the war. We know that they are struggling also to make grounds in the east. They have withdrawn from the large city of Kherson in the south. But of course, the Ukrainian military establishment here are very concerned that as Russia continues to struggle, they are concerned of a possible attack from the Belarusian border. The head of the Ukrainian military last week, Vitaly Zeluzhny, said that he believes up to 200,000 Russian troops are being prepared for what he describes as a winter offensive. He says that he knows the units, the number of units that he has. He knows the number of units that he needs, the Ukrainians need. And he says that he is not going to touch these units in preparation for any potential offensive, in his words, no matter how difficult that is as the fighting continues. So yes, this meeting in Belarus between Putin and Lukashenko comes at a very ominous time.
Indeed. Charles, we appreciate the update as always. Charles Stratford, live for us there in Kyiv.